Beginning in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. For the first week of September 2004, this is the Rain Report. If you missed Hap Holly's conversation with ARRL President Jim Haney, W5JBP, last week, it's online for another week thanks to audio bandwidth being underwritten by CQ Communications. The art of communication in amateur radio has come a long way since the days of the Spark. Today, digital communications is a continuing source of new technologies for the service. Just ask Steve Bible, N7HPR, Vice President of Tapper, the Tucson Amateur Packet Radio Corporation. Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Steve about the current state and future of digital modes in amateur radio.
It's even more digital than it's ever been, and probably each year will include more and more digital aspects to amateur radio. And one should not construe that digital means digital communications, but also a digital techniques, such as digital signal processing, even if you're still transmitting voice.
What's going on today that has evolved since the turn of the century?
Let's start off with digital communications. Our ability to use them today is because of our increased computing power that we have. I'm sure that many hams have more than one computer in the shack these days, whereas if we go back 10 or 15 years ago, a computer in the shack was a luxury item. With many of these protocols that are able to use with a sound card on a computer, the computer probably costs $500 or $600 today, maybe $1,000, but the sound card's free. So in a lot of aspects, you'd connect a sound card to your radio and you're up and running. So what is it you can run? Well, PSK31 is obviously a very popular choice these days. Many hams participating with HF QSOs with PSK31, a lot of experimentation with PSK31 on satellites and also in VHF and higher frequencies. But if you venture into the VHF and higher, then there's a very popular protocol called WSJT, Whiskey Sierra Juliet Tango, that was created by Joe Taylor, K1JT. And this is used a lot for meteor scatter and earth, moon, earth, and weak signal type of communications from VHF and up. A lot of people are experimenting with WSJT, and it's quite popular today. Well, this weekend I had the pleasure to attend the ARRL Southwest Division Convention that was held in Phoenix, Arizona, which is only a few minutes away from my home. Mel Witten, K0PXK, was there and showing me new HF digital mode called Ham Dream, and it's spelled H-A-M-D-R-E-A-M, as in dream. And this is a mode that a Switzerland ham, HB9TLK, Hotel Bravo 9 Tango Lima Kilo, he took the digital radio Mondale, the digital radio mode that this organization put together for digital broadcasting. Digital Radio Mondale is a consortium of folks that are working on a digital mode for a digital form of shortwave broadcasting. Shortwave broadcasters have been feeling the pinch of competition, and many people don't want to listen to the scratchy HF and noisy shortwave broadcasts. There's so many newer, cleaner types of broadcasts to choose from. This consortium getting together, creating a digital mode to allow you to receive digital broadcasting. And the Digital Radio Mondale webpage, you can go to it and learn all about it, and there's a free program that you can download. The disadvantage is that you have to have a radio that has a wide IF on it. It needs 12.5 kilohertz IF. So there's a lot of modification kits out there for various shortwave radios for you to be able to receive it and listening to the digital broadcasting. And the quality is quite good. If you get a chance to listen to it, there's some samples on the Digital Radio Mondale webpage. HB9TLK took this free program and did some rewriting to get it into a radio bandwidth of 2.3 kilohertz so that amateurs could transmit it in a narrower bandwidth on our HF frequencies. Of course, that's the other thing he did. He made it possible for you to transmit, whereas the Digital Radio Mondale, the program there, is normally for you to receive a shortwave broadcast. So now here's Ham Dream, the ability to send and receive using this Digital Radio Mondale protocol. Now, what's really fascinating about it is, yes, you can transmit voice, but you can also transmit text messages, but you can also transmit text, and you can transmit pictures, like GIF files or JPEGs. It's quite a versatile program. It'll be interesting to see how well Ham Dream takes off. It still appears to be very new. The manuals are written in various languages. There is a Yahoo group that's called Ham Dream that a few intrepid hams are joining up on it and trying to help each other out on how to operate the Ham Dream and also setting up schedules on HF. There's one thing about digital voice modes that if you don't have a high enough signal-to-noise ratio, instead of getting static, you may get nothing. It takes a little bit of getting used to doing digital over radio, whether it be HF or VHF and above.
What's happened to Clover? Clover is a digital mode I was hearing about back in the 90s.
Well, Clover is still alive and well. Clover is a proprietary mode, and there is a lot of people that do use it, hams included, but it was developed somewhat as a commercial mode to be sold commercially, also to be sold to the military. So, for example, you'll see a lot of the Mars operators using Clover. You won't see a lot of hardware, inexpensive hardware, for the ability to be able to run Clover. It's still alive and well. It's certainly not one of those that's going to be a major player in amateur radio because of its expense and because it is a closed protocol. It's a published protocol, but it's a proprietary protocol.
What's the baud rate of Clover?
At its fastest mode, it's 750 bits per second. But if you use the lowest mode, a binary phase shift mode, it's 125 bits per second.
Well, it's definitely faster than RTTY.
Well, it is definitely faster. Just about anything's faster than RTTY these days. But that shows you the power of digital processing and digital signaling in the ability to be able to get speeds that go up that are faster. The rule is quite simple. The faster the bit rate that you want to be able to transmit, the wider the bandwidth has to be.
You're listening to part one of Hap Holly, KC9RP, interviewing Steve Bible, N7HPR, about the current state of digital communications in ham radio. Here's a note to our listeners. At the end of this first installment, you will find a preview of the Digital Communications Conference scheduled for this coming weekend, September 10th through the 12th in Des Moines, Iowa. If you're listening to this Rain Report on rainreport.com, you can move your scroll bar to around the 15-minute mark to hear more about the conference. Other than the ARRL, we are the only ham radio program website that provides true streaming, allowing you to quickly step ahead in the audio program. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report.
You're listening to RainReport.com, the only authorized internet source for Rain audio.
What's happened to Packet? I was on Packet Radio back in 1989, and then my old PK-88 died. By the mid-90s, Packet was left in the dust with the introduction of the internet.
That's a good question, and it's certainly one I get asked a lot when I'm at HamFest. But the answer is this packet is alive and well. Now, it's not the packet you probably remember where before the internet, we were up on packet and we were keyboard to keyboard QSOing with people in the immediate area, that, in other words, the people that were in digipeater range, or we were conversing with a bulletin board and downloading bulletins and Keplerian elements and uploading and downloading email, which in its time was quite revolutionary because, you know, the internet was not public at the time. Packet has basically morphed. It's grown up or it's evolved. And we know it today by its probably most popular application is the Automatic Position Reporting System, or APRS. If those TNCs are still on your shelf gathering dust, then my recommendation is you dust them off and put them on 2 meters, 144.39, load up on your favorite computer an APRS program, which there's a number of them, and give it a try. It's really quite fascinating, and there is a very large community of hams up on APRS. If you go up there, you'll hear the familiar buzz of packets. And if you bring up just a terminal program, you will see the packets. But the real power of it is running an APRS program, which does the mapping and will actually display where people are located on a map. The other power of APRS is people taking their home weather stations and putting them on the APRS and transmitting their weather. Hams are now actually, through APRS, are tied into the NOAA network and are actually contributing weather information that is actually being used by weather predictors today. And it's known as the Citizens Weather Reporting System. There just has not been a slowdown of APRS. There just hasn't been in the past 5 years. It still fascinates a lot of hams. It still has a lot of growing. The weather is certainly one aspect of it. The Citizen Weather Observer program that I mentioned, if you go up to the web, you can certainly see what's up there and how you can join in. The Citizen Weather Observer program has been one of the most fascinating things. The other is what Steve Dempsey, K4HG, has done with findyou.com. There, Steve has been cataloging APRS packets for the past 5 years. He has this huge computer database. You can actually use APRS, and then it'll be recorded, and you can come back later and actually call up your data. That's provided your APRS data was going into an internet gateway and then sent over to his server. But Steve Dempsey has won a big award from earthlink.net for a geolocation program. It's been a very valuable addition for amateur radio for advancing the radio art.
What's going on today regarding Sprint Spectrum?
My goodness, you can go down to your favorite computer store and for $30 to $40 buy an IEEE 802.11 card and plug it into your laptop and you're up and running Spread Spectrum. The 802.11 is the technical nomenclature to wireless computer communications. A consortium of companies gathered together, called themselves Wi-Fi, in order to get the word out. In other words, Wi-Fi is a marketing arm of the 802.11. That's Spread Spectrum. The higher ones, the G is ODFM, but the A and the B is Spread Spectrum. The interesting thing is that amateur packet radio actually had an influence on that 802.11 A and B protocol. If a ham's doing Spread Spectrum, they're doing the 802.11. So there's a lot of what are known as neighborhood networks that are based upon the 802.11. And a lot of these neighborhood networks, you can learn about them on the internet. They're actually setting up what would be called the old packet radio network of the late 80s, early 90s, where you could get up and actually communicate to one another and exchange files and do internet conferencing. In other words, you can bring up a conference type of program and be able to send voice and video back and forth to one another. These neighborhood networks are very reminiscent of the early packet radio networks.
without requiring a ham radio license.
True, but it's still in the very same spirit, and there's a lot of hams and non-hams that are involved doing this. It's a great way of getting non-hams interested into amateur radio.
The ARRL and Tapper are joining forces to put on a digital communications conference. Tell me a little bit about that.
The Digital Communications Conference is a joint conference between the ARRL and Tapper, and this year it'll be the 23rd annual Digital Communications Conference. It's in Des Moines, Iowa, September 10th through 12th. It'll be a full day of Friday and Saturday technical talks. We go out for a call for papers early in the year, and this year we had 17 papers submitted on various technical topics. Those authors are then invited to come and present in person. Virtually everybody that wrote a paper is going to be there presenting. Now, if you'd like to know what's on the schedule, if you go to the Digital Communications Conference webpage, there's a draft schedule up there, and you'll see the talks that are scheduled for Friday and Saturday. I think what's really exciting this year is the number of talks about digital modes. So Saturday morning, there's going to be talks about digital messaging for ARIES by Vic Poor, W5SMM. Mel Witten will be talking about Ham Dream. There's another talk by Hank Javin, KE4CNV, general format for data compression. Steve Richards wrote a paper about a practical evaluation and comparison of some modern digital modes. Rick Muthing, KN6KB, is going to be talking about a sound card amateur message protocol. What I just mentioned to you, Hap, is just Saturday morning. Friday afternoon is traditionally many of the APRS talks, and then Saturday afternoon is going to be software-defined radio, which is another fascinating aspect of amateur radio. It's making the radio all digital, even if it's transmitting voice or digital modes. Our guest speaker this year is a Des Moines native, Ken Kaplan, N0GZ, and Ken has retired from his position as president and CEO of Microware, where he has been developing embedded systems since the late 70s through his retirement just recently in 2000. And rounding out the conference, we have what we call the Sunday Seminar. And we pick a topic that many amateurs ask about, and we put it on in a seminar presentation that's 4 hours long. This year, it'll be Introduction to Digital Signal Processing, and Rob Ostapek, K9XF, will be giving that. Lest the person think that he's just overwhelmed by all of this, all day Saturday, we have introductory seminars. And Stan Hortzepa, WA1LOU, famous for all the APRS books that are published by the ARRL, he'll be giving an introduction to APRS. And then Steve Ford, WB8IMY, the editor of QST, will be doing an introduction to amateur radio voice over IP. There's everything from the beginner to the advanced experimenter at the Digital Communications Conference.
That's September 10th through 12th in Des Moines, Iowa, the ARRL and Tapper Digital Communications Conference.
This was part one of Hap Holly, KC9RP's conversation with Steve Bible, N7HPR, Vice President of Tapper, the Tucson Amateur Packet Radio Corporation. You'll find a link to the upcoming Digital Communications Conference on the site mentioned page on rainreport.com. The Rain Report is copyright 2004. Rain, all rights reserved. I'm Norm Seeley, KI7UP.